This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In 2016, the World Health Organization reported that 92% of people worldwide breathe what is classified as unhealthy air. Two Chinese companies, Tencent and Alibaba, rank among the top 10 publicly traded companies in the world in valuation. Four of the top 10 most valuable startups are from China. Scotland has become the first country to provide free sanitary products to students at schools, colleges, and universities in an effort to banish period poverty, in which girls and women miss out on their studies because they cannot afford protection. Colorado voters will consider banning oil and gas drilling within 2,500 feet of homes, businesses, and many green spaces, a move that would effectively prohibit it in most of the USA's seventh largest oil-producing state. The actor Johnny Depp won a case against his longtime lawyer because it wasn't put in writing as required by California law, and thereby invalidated an oral handshake agreement that would allow the lawyer to take about $30 million of Depp's earnings over the last 19 years. A 34-year-old painter is suing Dallied Up Construction, a company based south of Portland, Oregon, for allegedly firing him after he refused to join a Christian Bible group for employees. Ryan Coleman is seeking $800,000 from the company after its owner allegedly said participation in the Bible group was required if he wanted to keep his job. Far-right anti-immigrant protesters in eastern Germany attempted a march to consolidate their strength, but were met by an almost equally sized group of counter-protesters until police broke up the march. The California beach cannot be privatized. The state constitution establishes that property below the mean tide line belongs to the public, and the Coastal Act of 1975 enshrines this. As recently as 1970, only about 10% of the U.S. population, more or less evenly spread out across the country, held a college degree. In Mississippi during the Jim Crow era, laws prohibited black motorists from passing white drivers on country roads, where their cars might kick up dust on white-owned vehicles. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.